And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Later on tonight, Herb Sewell joins us. Mr. Sewell is a reformed, well, a rehabilitated sex offender. He'll be talking about his efforts at making road rage legal for rehabilitated sex offenders so they can take out their angst in some way, shape, or form. Sounds pretty strange. We'll be talking about that tonight. Before we talk with Margaret Gray, who is the nationally syndicated newspaper columnist and internet columnist, I want to remind you that on March the 13th, the Phil Hendry Show will be, actually me, the show, but me, I'll be doing a live chat on sweetfeatheryjesus.com. Check them out. They're a fan site, and we will be with the guys over there, Sweet Feathery Jesus, in a live chat right after the show. And that's Monday night, right, Wayne? Monday night at 10 o'clock. Isn't Monday night March 13th for the chat? I don't know. Anyway, don't forget our TV show Teachers debuts on NBC on 9:30 March 28th, 9:30 p.m. All right, Margaret is on to talk with us a little bit about the spring television program, as a matter of fact, and so what's going to be coming out. And I know that you wanted to discuss briefly some of the publicity photos that you've seen from our TV show, but welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be with you, Phil. And by the way, I wanted to say that I heard you make some comments about the NBC program, The Office, and I have to tell you, I always get a little nervous for friends of mine when they're biting the hand that feeds them.
Well, they're honest. I just don't think the show's as funny as the British one, but I'm not trying to. I got a thing with that whole phrase, biting the hand that feeds you, because it doesn't necessarily mean I'm biting the hand. I'm giving an opinion of a TV show.
But Greg Daniels, who executive produces that program, hired you on King of the Hill a number of times.
And Greg's a great guy and a talented man and a great producer, and King of the Hill was great. I don't really want to talk about that. What we're talking about, though, is some of the publicity shots you saw from the TV show, right?
There are a number of publicity photos that I saw from Teachers, the television show that you're involved in with Justin Bartha. And there were at least a half a dozen that I saw. And my understanding from Michelle and from Amir both is that you do not want those pictures used, correct?
Well, they give us the option.
In other words, they allow you to approve or disapprove a certain percentage?
Yeah, I think it's like 50% of the pictures I can say, no, I don't want that.
Now, those photographs that I saw, I understand why you disapproved them, but I want you to look at another side of it. Those are photographs that I think can be of value to you. We can use those for internet posting. We can use those for some of the pieces that I'm preparing. And I think it's something for you to rethink.
All right, well, I got to tell people what we're talking about then. You know.
Well, first of all, can I say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
I don't think they're as bad as you think.
No, I got to tell people what we're talking about. These were pictures that were taken of me, folks. And there were a lot of pictures, publicity pictures, that we took. And there's about four of them, right, Margaret?
There's about a half a dozen.
All right, there's about six of them. Where I'm sitting there, and I don't know how to say this, but I'm sitting in a chair, and my legs are spread apart. And it doesn't look good, okay?
Well, you're very evident. And here's what I wanted to say.
I don't understand why these are of any value.
Because, Phil, I am a writer and a publisher. Those photographs are part of the pieces that I want to prepare. If you don't allow me to use those pictures, then the article becomes less interesting. And I really was hoping that you'd think about this in terms of how you hurt your friends when you don't let them utilize things like this.
Are you want to use these pictures in articles that you're writing, correct, about me?
About you and your radio show, yes.
All right. I don't want them used because they're embarrassing looking.
They're embarrassing in what way?
They're embarrassing looking. You know what I'm saying.
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm telling you that on the Internet, on certain sites, you have to understand the value of pictures like these. And when you don't let me use them, you are costing me money. And
well, I don't want to cost you money, but what I'm saying is...
Well, no, but when you cost me money, you are keeping food off of my table. And I'd like you to weigh that against your vanity. And
Margaret, the pictures are not appropriate. They show me sitting there, and you can see this freaking bulge in my pants, okay? And I don't want to have them out there on the internet. NBC isn't going to use them, and I already X'd them out. I don't want them to use those.
I'm not saying using them for NBC publicity. I'm saying using them in promoting your radio show and promoting other aspects of your career. And I'm preparing a piece, as you know, by not allowing me to...
So let me ask you something. If you use a picture of me that looks like that, what is that saying?
There's an appeal. It shows an evident virility that I think... And I don't... You know, when we talk about this on the radio...
Well, it's embarrassing to me. And I don't... If you're doing a comedy show, which is what I do, or I'm involved in a sitcom on television, what has that got to do with a guy's sex appeal?
Phil, comedy is very sexy. And when you're promoting any male figure, any male actor or character, you use everything. I'm trying to be delicate with this, but I'm saying to you, you are literally reaching through a window in my kitchen and smacking food out of my son's hand when you don't let me use pictures of you showing evidence in your pants, that show the...
Well, go ahead. I got to give our phone number out here as we're into the first hour. I wanted to talk about some of the shows coming out.
Which we're going to get into. And as a matter of fact, I just came from talking with a couple of the producers of Fiasco, which is a new game show on Fox. But I want you to consider this.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Margaret Gray about some publicity pictures of me that I do not want used. And first of all, it has nothing to do with wanting to swat food out of your son's hand.
Well, you cost me money. And let me tell you something, Phil. I don't for any moment think that you're supposed to exploit yourself. However, think of the other side of this. When a man goes out into public, and all right, he does what I think are very tasteless, but let's say he does some of these upskirt videos, or he, you know, hides a camera. He puts this on a website, a subscription website. The police shut it down. Now they're taking money out of his pocket. They are violating, and you know, no one can see these people. It's the same as the pictures of you. When you don't allow me to use these pictures that I think evidence a certain sexuality, which I don't think people see about you, you not only are hurting yourself, but more importantly, you make it difficult for me to feed my son.
Well, wait a minute. That is wrong, and that is not even applicable to the conversation. You're a successful writer.
I'm preparing, and I need to use everything at my disposal.
The photographs, Margaret, you know the ones we're talking about. I'm sitting there, man. Your eye goes right to it. I cannot have that. I won't have it. I'm sorry that if it's costing you money.
You're embarrassed, but I'm... Look at Phil, I understand you're embarrassed, but I'm busting, to use the phrase, I'm busting my hump trying to make a living. I'm trying to make a decent dollar for my family. I've got a picture of you. I've got six pictures of you that could be a gold mine. I don't know.
Oh, a gold mine. Big deal. First of all it is just, it ain't that big. And secondly...
But you said it. The eye goes to it.
Secondly, you start putting that stuff out on the internet, and you know who I'm going to get on my case is NBC. They're going to want that. Or, you know, see...
Phil, this is an interesting dilemma. The publicity photos from the TV show Teachers... I got copies of them yesterday, and I can see the value of them. Because right there, you're... First of all, why did you pose with your legs spread?
What is that supposed to mean?
Why did you pose with your legs spread?
Because that's how a man sits, and that's how my character sits.
Well, I really find that hard to believe.
You're saying that I did it on purpose. Men, when they sit down, have their knees apart and their hands underneath. That's how guys sit. And my character is some guy who sits like that.
Some guy who sits like that with what looks like... Phil, it looks like like two big oranges in there.
All right, listen. This is...
Phil, it's about making a living is all I'm saying.
All right, look. 1-800-449-8686. It's exploitive, and it's the kind of thing that nobody... Kirsten, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
She's exploiting you, and she needs to find a way to make respectable, you know, earnings.
Wait a minute.
She's making money off your crotch.
These are publicity photos that are available.
No, I didn't approve these photos.
So you're going to take his crotch, his private parts, and basically put them in your son's mouth as a way to feed him?
Can I say something to you? These are photographs that were taken by the NBC publicity department. Mr. Hendry doesn't want NBC using them, and I understand that. But they are available to me, and I can put them on the Internet as a way of presenting Mr. Hendry's career in a way other people don't.
Look, if you want to talk about me, talk about what I do on the radio or TV. What do you got to have a picture of me with my legs apart? I'm a comic performer. I'm not a sex symbol.
Well, you know something, Phil, you're not a sex symbol. Milton Berle was one of the greatest comics in the history of television. The size of his, you know what, is legendary. And
well, there's no pictures of it. There's no pictures of it. There's nobody out there with pictures of it.
No, because
it has no relation to the relevance of him being, you know, comedic.
No, it doesn't. But it's an aspect of publicizing someone that no one uses. I want to exploit this. And my question for Mr. Hendry is very simple. Because he's a little embarrassed, he is making it difficult for me to keep an oxygen tank strapped to the back of my husband's wheelchair and food in my child's mouth.
That is
oh, you
pathetic.
Find that really funny, don't you?
It's sad. I mean, there's so
you know, you're sad.
To make
no,
money
for you to laugh at a cripple, you're,
areas.
You know, you're sad if you're laughing at a cripple. Oh, God. Even though you're a girl and I'm a girl, I'd kick your ass.
I would love to see it.
You know what? I beg your pardon?
I would love to see it.
Well, you would be seeing it because your head would be resting on a sidewalk watching me kick the rest of your ass. Phil, I don't want to talk.
All right, look at Kirsten, thank you for your call. What's the matter? She was laughing at you?
She's laughing at the fact that I'm trying to keep a husband with emphysema breathing for one more hour.
By putting pictures of me with my crotch on the Internet. Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray from the syndicated column A Little Bird told me on some NBC publicity photos that were taken that I don't want to have seen because I didn't, you know, they were bad poses is what they were, guys. They're just a bad pose. And she wants to use them on her column. She wants to put them out on the Internet because if she can't, then she thinks that I'm robbing her of making a living. Yeah, right. I'm the king. That's the sex king. Hey, can't we see fat-ass Phil with his crotch? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. On the peripheral edge of reality. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Margaret Gray joins us. We were on the air for that remark you made about me being childish. And
I did not know that, Phil.
All right, I understand that. There are photographs of me that were taken by NBC publicity that I did not, that they will not use because the NBC people are, you know, they're classy people that show me with my legs spread. And you're going to, obviously, I don't know how to, you say I look evident in my pants.
So let me put it to you this way. And I think this is a good way of saying this. Women, all of us, especially if we've had children, if we're wearing a tight pair of pants, sometimes something develops called camel toe.
Yes, I know.
All right, now listen. Women don't freak out over something like that. If it's in a photograph, we are really unconscious of it. In other words, what I'm saying is I think you're being a little childish because there's no exposure. You see what I'm saying? It's not the same as if you had your pants off. And
well,
when a woman has her picture taken and her pants are a little too tight, and this camel toe that I'm talking about is very evident, it's not anything that we are concerned with. It's part of who we are. And if you've had children, it's something that some women might even be proud of. But we don't go crazy.
You're telling me that women who see a picture of themselves in a tight pair of pants that are pulled up so tight you can see?
Yes.
All right. They don't mind?
No. We're not children the way some men are. We are not, we don't go to the sexual immediately. And there are a number of photographs that I've taken of girlfriends of mine at parties that we've had or at get-togethers, and you can see it full on, you know. And as far as I know, they're not bothered by it.
Well, as far as you know, meaning they probably haven't seen the pictures.
Phil, I can assure you they would not be bothered by these pictures being in either the magazine I publish or my column.
But as far as you know, they haven't seen the pictures.
It doesn't matter. women do not sexualize everything the way men do. Women, if their pants are on too tight, and you see too, you know, the big, the big camel toe. It's women. We laugh about things like that. Because if you're that old, where that becomes very evident, it's too late anyway. You know, and you laugh these things off.
You know, the vanity of women is well renowned. For you to say something like, if you see something like that and you're too old to do anything about it, I don't believe that.
Because most men really don't know women.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It says Angel on line 2. Is that, you mean Angel on 4? Huh? Angel, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I totally disagree with this woman. And I wish she would quit saying we in referring to women along with her opinions that are so far off. If she has a camel toe and that doesn't bother her...
I happen to interview many women.
She definitely has a problem.
I beg your pardon?
If you have a camel toe and that doesn't bother you and you wouldn't mind those pictures going out over the internet... Or if you had your breasts were hard and the picture was taken?
Are you trying to tell me that bothers you if you get your picture taken in a tight pair of pants?
I am 40 years old, and I can assure you this. I have never had a camel toe, but if I did, I would certainly destroy the pictures.
I'll tell you this much. If you're 40, guaranteed you've had it.
Girl, I am 40 and 120 pounds.
It doesn't matter. Have you had children?
No.
Well, believe me, if you're 40...
I'm a nurse. That is not necessarily a part of life that has to do with having
to do with
a little extra weight downstairs.
What has that got to do with you being a nurse? I don't understand. If you've got a wedgie...
Because I have seen plenty of those, honey.
Yeah,
when you're a nurse,
what?
You see everybody's man parts and female parts.
And I bet they've seen yours, too. So come down off your high horse. When you wear a pair of pads, try listening to me. And I'm trying...
Margaret, don't be rude.
Well, she's denying. She's 40 years old and she's never had a frontal wedgie. Yeah, right.
That's absolutely wrong.
That is such a lie. That is such a lie.
For you to put us... I'm telling you, just let a few more women call in. We are not with you. We are not a we. It is
you. Oh, are you speaking for them?
I will definitely say the majority. Take a few more calls,
see. You're speaking for them now. The thing you criticized me for. You sit there with a camel toe that is evident to everyone but you.
Why would it happen? It doesn't have to happen. That's if your pants are too tight or you have a little extra weight down there. That is not
exactly
a female part of life.
Fine. So why do you deny ever having one?
Beg your pardon?
So why do you deny that you've ever had a frontal
wedge?
Because
I'm not overweight.
Oh, God,
I don't have that problem.
You know what?
But
darling? I think if I were you, I'd ask a few people in your life before you make the claim that you've never had one.
All right. Look at Angel. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's move on to Jennifer. You know, why get into an argument about this? It's about these photographs that you want to take of me and stick them on the internet.
I'm saying when women get a camel toe, we don't go crazy.
All right, Jennifer, go ahead.
There must be something wrong with you, apparently, physically, if you're trying to support your family by exploiting somebody else. I mean, why can't you go get a real job?
Wait a minute. Why are you making an issue out of this? I just got done saying that when you can see us through our pants, it's not a big thing.
Okay, well, I actually disagree with that point because I'm 26 years old.
Uh-huh.
I actually have had a camel toe, I'll admit.
Well, at least you admit
it. I would not like somebody to take a picture and exploit me over the internet because I had one.
You know what? You have my respect. You're probably a lovely... Did you say 28?
26.
You're probably a very lovely girl, and some cow I just talked to who's 40 says, oh, I'm not overweight at all. 40, no camel toe?
You're right. I do agree with that. You know, maybe she has had one in her life.
To say that you're 40 and you've never had a camel toe is living in a world of fantasy.
Okay, but you're staying away from your whole point.
Yeah, Jennifer, could you hold on, please? I got to take a break, but you'll be right out after our break, okay?
And what about me?
I'll get to you, too. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show on these pictures that I do not want used for publicity purposes that were a little embarrassing to me. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Margaret Gray is with us. Margaret, the pictures that were taken of me, I didn't want them. NBC won't use them. Some of them, not all of them. There was about three or four that show me with my legs spread and this, you know, you can see.
Well, Phil, it's something in publishing. They call it the nectarine effect, or it looks like there's a couple of oranges down there. But I wanted to use them, and I think that before the night is out, I think you will see it my way, that these can be valuable to your career, and it'll help me make a living, because I deal in these kinds of photographs. Now, the pictures that I have of girlfriends of mine...
You say that women don't mind having a photograph taken of them where they see where there's camel toe, and you just heard from one lady who said that she would mind.
Phil, women generally do not mind. I have photographs of my girlfriends.
All right, do they mind?
My girlfriends are different. You have to understand something. These women are 50, and they think they're 20. So that, but there's a website called cameltoe.com, and I have submitted a few photographs, and I've made a little bit of money on the...
So these are pictures of people, friends of yours, that you've submitted to some website, and you make money on these, and now you want to make money on a picture of me that you can see through my pants... And
you're making a big deal out, and you're acting very childish, and you're keeping me from feeding my son, Jason J. Delmonico, a healthy, well-rounded meal, because you don't want someone to see your nectarine knob or whatever you want to...
Can we clean it up a little bit?
Oh, my God, I didn't say anything obscene.
I don't like those terms. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Jennifer. I'm sorry we had you on hold. I appreciate you holding. Go ahead.
No problem. I just think that there must be something wrong with you if you go out and get a normal job to support yourself. I mean, like I said, I'm 26 years old, and I have two children of my own. I have no problem going out and working at McDonald's, flipping hamburgers if I have to, or scrubbing toilets with a toothbrush, and
what
not taking pictures of people and exploiting them.
What's that got to do with me? I'm a professional journalist. If all you know how to do is scrub out a toilet with a toothbrush, good for you, but I'm a writer.
Well, ma'am, you don't sound very professional to me.
Well, I'm sorry, Jennifer, but you're
or maybe you need some therapy your sexual problem, because you have a problem with sexual.
You're the one with the problem. You're the one who's all upset because you're a little overweight, and when you went up,
I'm not a little overweight.
Pants,
how dare you say that? Tell you how much I weigh?
You said you
never tell you how much.
You said you had frontal toe, correct?
No, I told
you
I had a camel toe before. That doesn't mean that I'm overweight.
It means you've had children.
Okay, no, it doesn't.
All right,
man.
No, it doesn't. It can mean a lot of things. It's just
exactly.
Body fat and how body fat is distributed.
Okay, what's your problem?
What do you mean, my problem?
Anyway, why do we see you hanging out of your slacks?
I'm not hanging out, and that's what I'm talking about. You using those pictures, you're making it sound like it's some kind of pornography. It's just not a flattering pose.
Ma'am, it'd be one thing if you wanted to exploit your own crotch around the internet. That'd be one thing. You're allowed to do that. But you to do it to somebody else?
Have you been to cameltoe.com? It's very tasteful.
No, I don't go to cameltoe.com because I don't like that.
Well,
I don't have that mind frame. I don't feel the need to go to cameltoe.com.
You mentioned that you have girlfriends. You've got a bunch of pictures of your girlfriends.
I have pictures, very dear friends, of them sitting around, and they've got it pulled right up. I mean...
Do you guys just sit around and take nude photos of each other all the time? Is this, like, it happens?
Did I say something about nudity?
Okay, so you're just sitting around taking pictures of each other, and you just happen to have a
camel toe. Did I say something about them taking pictures of me? You do belong at McDonald's. I think it's a good start for you.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute.
No, Phil,
what
she's not
I said
listening
was...
to me. She's not listening to me. She sits there with her toe. She sits there with her camel toe hanging out, telling me how my life...
You want to take a picture and explain me, too?
All right, look, Jennifer, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how you can take a picture of somebody unauthorized...
Because if it's from the waist down, what, are you trying to tell me now, oh, wait a minute, that's me, because I can tell, you know, I can tell the shape of the squash in that guy's slacks? No, Phil, that's not how it works. The way it works is this. When I do an interview with someone, I publish photos that go along with it. The reason why my interviews sell is because I have interesting photographs that accompany the interview. The photos that I take of many of the celebrities are full-length photos where I will ask them to shift around and pose until I get the shot that I want. And
in other words, you tell them to shift around and pose until you see that pop out.
It's not anything that they need to be aware of. And
oh, come on. So who did you interview last?
I did a wonderful interview with Kathy Hilton, Paris Hilton's mother. A gracious woman, a wonderful woman. We did a photo shoot, lasted about an hour and a half, because, you know, I kept telling her, could you, you know, pose in certain ways so I could get that full wedge? And bingo, about an hour and 15 minutes in, I got 3 vertical inches of toe.
All right, and the pictures of me?
I didn't take those.
Yeah, some guy at NBC did, and I, you know, a good photographer, by the way, took those pictures at NBC. A terrific photographer, but it just so happens that I look like a jackass in this one pose. Here is Carla on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Carla.
This woman is completely ignorant. Any woman that would ever want that showing or is okay with that showing is a pig. Nothing but a pig who has no self-respect to himself.
I'm sorry, Phil, I was away. Is there someone on the phone?
Yeah, I've got Carla. Carla, go ahead and repeat it, please. I'm sorry.
I said this woman is ignorant.
I beg your pardon.
She has no self-respect for herself or any other woman out there. You are nothing but a pig.
You know, you really throw those insults around, don't you? I wonder if you'd be so free.
No, I call it like I see it, sweetheart.
Really?
How I see it.
Do you call it like you see it when you're face-to-face with a person or just over the phone?
Oh, I will say what's on my mind at any point.
And if I bitch slap you, then what happens?
I will not hold back in person
really?
Or over the phone.
What happens if I grab a hunk of your hair and start swinging you around?
Your face would meet in the hand.
My face would be in a pan?
No, your face would meet my hand, sweetheart. Hold on. You have no respect.
You call me
living.
A pig? You call
you
me
have
names?
No... Excuse me.
You've
Can
got...
you shut your mouth for 1 second?
You have told me to shut up. You've called me a pig. You've called...
Margaret, let the lady finish what she's saying.
She called me ignorant. She's sitting there with her 5 inches of toe. And she...
Will you just go ahead, please,
excuse
Carla?
Excuse me. I have a little bit more self-respect for myself than to walk out of the house looking like a pig and a slob.
How do you
I would
know?
Never in a million years... do that. I don't have one. I've never
so
walked out of the house looking like
you
that.
You don't wear tight pants. Oh, boy.
No,
it must be
I
really
don't.
Fun
I
for your husband.
That's it.
Well, your husband must really appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, my husband does appreciate a woman with respect.
Does he appreciate a woman with a tight pair of pants and a fine rear end?
What
you
has that
what?
Got to do?
I would never wear a tight pair of pants. I would never do that. You know what? That is just the same as a man walking out of the house with what we call a mammal toe. It's the same thing. Who wants to see that?
Mammal.
Nobody.
What is a mammal toe? I've never seen that.
Well, use your brain.
Is it the same thing as what we call a pants rat or a...
You know what?
Oh, will you please? Ladies, yeah, all I'm telling you, Margaret, is...
All right, so I can't publish photos of Carla with a camel toe or you with your pants rat, and so my child starves. Is that it? Is that what the two of you are saying?
I would never have one. I would walk out of the house looking like that.
Wait a minute. I got to just repeat what you said, Margaret. It's possibly one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Because you can't...
Here you are with the insults.
No, because you can't publish a picture of me or Carla in an embarrassing pose. Your son starves.
The two of you are reaching through the roof of my house and slapping a drumstick out of my son's hand when I
go,
can't...
Well, go get an education and a real job to support your family.
Oh, so a journalism is not a real job. Oh,
taking really horrible pictures of somebody that's not authorized is not a real job.
Have you ever heard of paparazzi?
Yes, I have, and I think they're nothing but scum, honey. I lived in L.A. my whole life.
Then why,
I know
do, you
about
read, then why do you read those magazines? Oh,
I
gotcha.
I don't read those magazines.
3 points.
No. She doesn't read the
magazines. No, with my
don't.
Time.
No, I nailed her on that. I said, so why do you read those magazines? That's a swish from the top of the arc.
Wait, I never said I read those magazines.
Lady,
I don't.
The lady doesn't read those magazines.
I have better things to do with my time. I could care less what celebrities do at any point. That's not important to me.
You know what that
life was? Is what
that is
important
of mine.
To me. Real world issues is what
Three
is important
points,
to me.
Nothing but toe.
All right, look.
Not who's sleeping with who in Hollywood. I could care less about that.
Then why at the beginning of your conversation with me did you reference one of those magazines?
I did not reference one of those magazines. Play the tape back.
I thought I heard you say something about those are the kinds of pictures you see in tabloids. Didn't you say that?
No, I did not say that, ma'am. I feel really sorry for you.
My God, Phil, you do have some liars calling your program, don't you?
I feel really sorry for you. You are a pathetic woman.
I have to go ahead to make a living, and because
that's not making a living. Do it legitimately. Go out and get a college education and get a real job.
You know,
what is so hard about that?
I hit a 3-point jump shot from the top of the arc with time expiring. And you're angry about that.
No, I'm not angry about it.
All right, look, you knock it off. The lady says she didn't read the magazine. She doesn't look at those pictures. I take her at her word, okay?
Look, I am so all over her, the next one's going to be a dunk over her head. Now, watch this. Hi, Carla, this is Margaret. So you say you've never had toe. Well,
she said she did.
No, I don't.
Carla,
thank you. I've never done that.
We're going to break a...
Done it?
We're going to take a break. And we'll be right back with Margaret Gray on, well, you know what? She's not going to get the pictures. That's all there is to it. Pictures of me that were taken last week, which, you know, I'm sitting there and my legs are spread. And it's this pretty stupid-looking pictures, if you want my honest opinion. 1-800-449. I mean, they were great pictures, but this shows.
What did you just say? It shows that you've got a bulge.
Oh, shut up, man. Will you try to clean this thing up? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's back here the last few minutes with Margaret Gray, a nationally syndicated columnist. Just so you're clear, ladies and gentlemen, most of the photographs taken of me by NBC are great. And even the ones that I don't like are good pictures. It was the pose that I found myself in that I don't like because it's an embarrassing pose. Ms. Gray, you want access to these photos to use them on your internet page because you like to use these pictures of celebrities' crotches, I guess, with your interviews. And I find it to be...
Don't make it sound as if I'm a pornographer.
Well, you're telling me that you've got waist-down photo. Who did you interview? Who did you interview last?
Kathy Hilton.
So here's an interview with Kathy Hilton, and the picture that accompanies it is her from the waist down with camel toe.
It's what we call back toe. She's bending over, picking up a quarter that she dropped. She was getting a newspaper. And so...
Back toe.
Yes.
So there's no picture of her face.
There's no picture of her face, but I'm interviewing her. And
So...
Listen to you sputtering. You know what, Phil? Let's cut to the chase. Are you going to allow me to use the pictures or not? Or do I take this to my publisher?
No, I'm not going to allow you to use the pictures. NBC won't allow you to use the pictures. You don't own them. You don't own them. NBC does.
And so you're going to pull that card. So you're going to...
I'm not pulling a card. You don't own them. They do. And I don't want them to use that one, so you'll never see it, man. It ain't ever going to happen.
Man? Hey, man. You know, what do you think? You're talking to a man?
No, I think I'm talking to a woman who is, many times a good writer.
Listen to you, you sputtering, mumbling. Why can't you just spit it out?
You can't use the pictures.
So you want to starve Jason J. Delmonico? Well, let me tell you something, Phil.
No, I don't want to starve...
Now, let me tell you something. No one starves my son. No one, but no one starves Jason J. Delmonico. Only I do that. If that child dies from starvation, I do it. You don't. That's my decision. There may be a day, Phil, and I hope that day never comes, when I decide not to feed that boy and let him die in a closet. But that's my decision, not yours. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do not want to affect the well-being of your son. I hope that you can make a living for your son and your husband with something other than pictures of my crotch. Good day to you, ma'am.
I'll see you in hell.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Let me go over to Susie. Margaret Gray is on the... Margaret, are you there?
I'm still here for another 30 seconds.
Go ahead, Susie.
Hi. I just wanted to say I had a similar situation years ago. I had some publicity pictures taken by a friend of mine.
Yes, ma'am.
And he sent them out in without my knowledge to a magazine.
Whoa.
Because I had high beams and a little bit of brown showing out the top of my shirt, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I hear you.
Can I ask the lady, did you have bacon strip? I don't understand what she means by brown.
A little bit of nipple, my dear.
No, she was referring to her panties. Was there brown on your panties?
No. I was referring to the top half of me. My breast.
I don't understand.
You know what she's talking about.
You know, the upper half of a woman.
Why would you be embarrassed about showing that?
Well, I had some nipples showing.
Yes, and?
And
the lady didn't want those pictures released. The same thing with me.
No, I did not.
And Margaret, by putting those pictures out there, you're doing it against the wishes of the individual.
Then the two of you shouldn't have gotten into show business.
Well,
score it.
You know what? My friend did the same thing. The photographer friend of mine who took that, he told me, you're taking things away from me and my out of my pocketbook. I spent my time and money to take those pictures, and now you're taking it away from me.
Well, it's true.
No, it's not true.
Because it
is. I let him do it, and you know what happened? Nothing good came from it at all. Nothing good for him, nothing good for me, nothing good for anybody. I was embarrassed like you would not believe.
Well, what are you, a model? Are you a model or what? Are you an actress?
I'm not going into what I was. I'm not going to say.
Well,
that's neither here nor there.
Well, if you're involved in the adult film business...
No, I'm not in the adult film
business. It comes with a territory.
I'm not in the adult film business.
She's not in the adult film business. And the fact is, I don't want pictures of... Anybody puts a picture out of me that I don't like or I don't want out there, I'll sue them.
Oh,
that's what
man.
You should do, too, Phil.
Big man. Who's
yeah,
your lawyer?
You know what, Margaret? Go out and make a living for yourself.
You're the one that had a brown strip in her didn't she say her underwear?
She
no,
said
no,
the,
no, no.
the
I'm
top half
about
of her.
Nipple, my dear.
Oh, no, no.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.